God's best allows you to depend on Him for your every need. Join Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearson's today on the Believer's Voice of Victory as they reveal from Scripture how supernatural debt cancellation can occur and change any circumstance.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland. Oh, we're having something good this week. You don't want to miss any of them. We're talking about provision, blessing, increase. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Pastor George Pearson's is with us from Eagle Mountain International Church. And he's given us some good food.
Praise God.
Thank you,
Gloria.
George.
Thank you for having me on the broadcast.
I like to have
with
you.
With you. This is a lot of fun. I really enjoy doing this with Gloria because I prepare the notes. And these notes, these have come from years of listening to she and Kenneth preach. And I just collect all of that information and organize it. But to hear Gloria, I always look forward to coming to hear what you're going to say.
Oh, no, that's good.
And we know it's good. We write it down. You said something yesterday on the broadcast that just came up and out of your spirit. We are supernatural people.
We are
supernatural people who serve a supernatural God, right, who is providing supernatural provision for us every day.
Hallelujah.
Oh, man.
That is good.
I'm taking that one. And that's what we're talking about. We are talking about supernatural provision and how God has unlimited avenues, unusual ways of supplying for us that we probably have not seen before, but our eyes are being opened, our ears are hearing, and our spirits are receiving everything that the Father has for us, and our cup is running over.
Yes.
And we've been talking about examples from the Old Testament and the New Testament. We talked yesterday about wealth transfer, supernatural wealth transfer. And all of these outlines, even the things that we don't get to on the broadcast, plus other articles, are available to you on kcm.org. Go to the homepage. You'll find the picture of Glory and me. We'll click onto it, and it'll take you right over to the place where you can watch the broadcast over and over, and you can get the outlines
and print
them out yourself and follow along and make notes. We want supernatural provision testimonies.
Yes,
we want to know what God is doing supernaturally in your life and how the miraculous is taking place and the supply that He has for you. I mean, it is a glorious thing to live
in the Word. The next time we do prosperity, we can read some of those testimonies.
We will read some of those testimonies, supernatural provision
testimonies. We won't give your name. We won't reveal anything. But
praise God.
Isn't that great?
It's wonderful.
Hallelujah.
It's wonderful. Today, Gloria, we're talking about really one of my favorite subjects to talk about, and that is supernatural debt cancellation.
Oh, what a difference a day makes. What a difference a debt cancellation
makes. It does. It does. And I just want to mention to them, you know, you and I, we barely have a few minutes to talk about this today, but you and I have a product that we put together. Some time ago, we took 21 days to your debt freedom. 21 days to your debt freedom. And we did that on a series of broadcasts. We have that on a product. The information is there for you. So if you want to get even more immersed in this and have more understanding about how to get out of debt, we have that. We have some other products as well. It's Time to Get Out of Debt. It's a series that I have messages by Kenneth, Gloria, and George on it about debt freedom.
Praise God.
We just want you to renew your minds and get free.
And Kenneth and Gloria and George are still out of debt.
We are still out of
debt. We're going to stay that way.
You taught me how to get out of debt. It was right here in this studio.
Hallelujah.
When Brother Copeland looked at me and said, George, you got out of debt. Why did you go back into debt?
Oh, he's sweet,
and
isn't he?
Well, he did that by the unction of the Spirit of God. And boy, it got me going in my faith.
Yeah.
And we just made a determination. We are getting out of debt. We are staying out of debt. And we did it.
And you did it.
Yep.
So it can be done.
It can be done.
Glory to
and
God.
And it will be done. Supernatural debt cancellation.
Hallelujah.
Let's look at Luke chapter 4, verse 18. This is the account where Jesus stood up in the synagogue. He read from the book of Isaiah, and verse 18 says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord."
Yes, amen.
That is the year when all debts were canceled.
Praise God.
All debts wiped out. And He said, down in verse 21, He said to them, "This day, this scripture is fulfilled in your ears." So I'm saying this to you right now. This day, this scripture, the year of Jubilee, the year of debt cancellation, I believe the Amplified Bible says the year when free
favors
abound. Do you have your Amplified Bible there? Could you look that up for
what
me?
What is that, Luke 4?
That's Luke 4:19. And it's like the profuse favors of God abound. This is it. This is your time.
To proclaim the acceptable and the accepted and acceptable year of the Lord, the day when
free,
when salvation and the free favors of God.
That's it.
Don't just abound, but they profusely abound.
That's it.
Glory, that's it. That's
it.
Where we are. Hallelujah. Profusely.
Profusely abound. And Jesus said, this day, debt cancellation, supernatural debt cancellation is available to you.
Praise God.
Gloria, on the outlines, let's just take a look at this here together on these outlines. We'll go down through this. You know, as I've been studying debt cancellation over the years and just becoming more and more immersed in it to help others, I found out some things about it here. I found out that in supernatural debt cancellation, He does it in so many different ways. Like this first one up here, it says, He provides the finances. He will provide the finances for you to get out of debt.
That's right.
Here's another one. He removes the debt. The debt will be completely removed from your life, supernaturally removed. Here's another way. He moves upon others. There may be someone that God just puts them in their heart to get them out of debt.
That's right.
And I was talking to Jerry Savelle the other day. Actually, we all, as a family, went over to his house for a picnic. We took all the grandkids with us, had a great time over there. And as we were talking with Brother Jerry, we were talking about how the Lord has led him and directed him to pay off churches.
Praise God.
To pay off someone's home, led by the Spirit of God. Now, you don't go to a person and say, now, God's talking to you, isn't He? Gloria, God's talking to you, isn't He, about paying off my house, right? Right?
No, you don't do that.
Faith never puts pressure on anyone.
Let me just say this. I had to figure it up.
Mm-hmm.
We have been out of debt for 47 years.
47 years.
And it is better to be out of debt than to be in debt.
Wow.
Isn't that awesome?
Wow. And you've never been
there. And we've done quite a few things.
You and Kenneth made a most significant quality decision in your lives about debt freedom. And I took that to heart. Kenneth said to me, back when we were on the broadcast, he and I were on the broadcast together, and he asked me that question. And he said to me, he said, the moment you make the quality decision to live debt free, God sees you debt free.
Amen.
What happens is when you make that decision, there's a supernatural track that begins to engage, that then begins to lead you in that direction of supernatural debt cancellation. And every decision and everything you do is centered around that, to the degree that you start with the decision. You begin with a quality decision to live debt-free. That's what Terry and I had to do.
Now, here's another thing I'll add to that.
Yeah.
We didn't make that decision after we had everything.
No.
We made that decision when we needed a car, a house, everything.
Well, you and Kenneth were sitting there.
You'd think, well, you'd never get it. But now you're on God's deal. You're on His program now.
You found Romans 13:8. Or rather, Romans 13:8
found
them.
Me. What is it?
The King James, owe no man anything but to love him.
Yeah.
But then you thought you guys would look at the Amplified and see if there was an out.
I can't repeat it right now. What is it?
It is. I'll say, oh no man, anything but to love him. Keep out of debt.
Keep out of debt. Oh yeah, I thought the Amplified Bible might help me out. You know, it was
keep
new
out of
to
debt.
Me in those days, but it just said keep out of debt. So.
And the Scripture talks about.
We didn't have anything. We were in a little rent house. And we had our house was furnished in just odds and ends. I call it early Goodwill.
Early Goodwill.
And now we're living in Tulsa. Ken's going to ORU, And we're determining to do what we find in the Word. And we're listening to Brother Hagin.
Yes.
And going to his meetings.
Yes.
And that year, he had these 10-day seminars and we got to go. And so we were doing everything we could to follow the Word. We did not know this was in the Word at that point. And it looked like, I mean, you know, we'd never seen anybody do it. Yeah. We'd never heard anybody do it. But the Bible said, stay out of debt. So that's what we determined to
do. You determined to do that.
It took us 11 months to get out of debt.
That is supernatural.
It is. And I usually tell people that I married Kenneth Copeland in his notes. He was in debt. I didn't know enough to say, Kenneth, how much money do you owe before we married? But God got us out in 11 months. Less than a year, we were out of debt.
That was a supernatural act of God.
It was.
Because, you know, folks that have a 40-year mortgage, that's a long time paying that house, and that's a lot of interest that you have to pay.
Oh, twice, probably.
The Bible talks about so many instances where the borrower is the servant to the lender.
40-year note. It takes 40 years.
It takes.
If you don't do it right.
It takes 40 years. And you know, the way that Terry and I approached.
You probably paid for the house. I don't know.
The way that Terry and I approached our house was that we bought it from Scott and Missy, your sister. They were leaving town because they were starting a church in Amarillo. And they were trying to sell the house, couldn't sell the house because we were supposed to have it. And so we determined that we first paid off the house. I mean, we just took their mortgage. And we paid off the house and paid off that house within about 11 months.
How long it took us to get out of debt 11 months?
We were boring down into Revelation about debt freedom, and we were keeping our faith high. And I mean, just cranking out those payments, and the money was coming in. We got the house paid off, and then Terry wanted to renovate it. Well, that took 5 years, but we did it with cash, believing God.
Amen.
And you know, you and I have talked about this before, about the renovation of that house. It's really nice. I mean, the things that they did, and you talked to me one time about the arches that we put in the house and how an arch softens a room. I'll never forget that. You taught me about decorating. An arch softens a room. Well, we now, the house is paid for. Had we borrowed, we would have been paying and paying and paying. And I'll tell you something, Gloria, there is such freedom in not having a monthly mortgage payment.
I know.
That chunk of money.
You have money left.
You got money left.
That's the advantage.
And that's the kind of life that God wants you to live in. That is the kind of supernatural life that's available.
Debt is bondage. There's no way
It is bondage.
Other way you can look at it.
It is bondage.
But God is our Father, and He's willing to help us we'll release our faith for.
Miss a couple of payments, and they can come take the house.
That's right.
But I think about that when I walk through our house, and
look
I think
at the
about
arches.
It's debt free. I think about the arches, and
I forgot I said that.
And you know, we'd been through a lot believing God over that house, and you and I did another series on how to believe God for a house.
Yes, we did. So
you can get that too. But Terry and I. The time that went by, in retrospect, we were struggling with that, but I'm so glad now that we exercised patience in it, because now we're in it.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful place.
Yes, it is.
And we made that decision. She and I made that decision, and you can make that same decision to live debt-free.
On the Word of God, we did it.
Debt-free. Yes, you did it on the Word. And I have a page. I've got a page in my Bible. Here it is, right here. And I wrote down a number of significant things about you and Kenneth on this page. And I do. I have a section here where it says, what Kenneth and Gloria settled at ORU in 1967. You settled never to ask anybody for a place to preach. Don't ever ask anybody for money to meet your needs. Never preach anywhere for anybody based on a financial arrangement. You also made the determination, this was in 1968, don't borrow money.
Yes, that's right.
Now, you and Kenneth did that. 1968, Kenneth Copeland Ministries does not borrow money. Never have. And I'm so grateful to you and Kenneth for making that quality decision as a stand for the rest of us, that a ministry, a church, a business can operate without having to borrow money.
That's right.
And I think you look at the 40 million or so dollars of interest that we calculated.
Oh, 44
million. They calculated in the accounting department of how much interest we would have paid on all of the equipment
buildings,
that we have.
Property.
Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars that instead have gone directly into the kingdom of God.
Right. I think it was 40 plus, wasn't it? 40 plus
40,
million.
About $42 million
that we would have paid
in
if we'd
interest
have borrowed money.
Had you borrowed the money, but you didn't do it.
Yay.
And
for
what
Jesus.
What a sign.
See,
a
you
supernatural
can count on
sign.
This taught me something. You can count on this. Whatever God tells you to do in the Word is for your good, and you'll come out ahead.
Whatever God tells you to do in the Word
is for your benefit.
For your benefit.
And it'll be a blessing to you if you'll follow it.
And you'll be out ahead as a result of it.
It might take some patience.
Yeah.
But, hey, you'd still be paying on 40, on a 40
you'd still,
year note,
yes.
You know?
Well, I think we calculated this too, the executive building that we have here. Very nice building. It was finished in 1986, I think. We moved in 86. I figured it out one day. We'd have a few more years left on the mortgage.
Oh, man.
Had we borrowed the money on that building. But we did it by faith. And even when the building was shut down and we weren't working on it, we were still using our faith. We were still believing God.
We had to stop the construction because we didn't have the cash for a while. But we took it back up before very long. The building's been finished a long time
without any interest-free
Hallelujah.
Whatsoever. Everything on this property is debt-free.
That's right.
I tell the people in church when they sit in their seats, I said, just rub around in that church a little, that seat a little bit. That's a debt-free seat. You take that with you. You take that same anointing with you. And I believe, that every pastor should get this material studied out and get their church out of debt as fast as possible.
That's right.
Because how do you expect your people to be out of debt if your church is not out of debt? I'm speaking to pastors right now in the name of Jesus. I claim and I command supernatural debt cancellation over your church.
Praise God.
Over your ministry.
Get rid of that.
Right now in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Gloria, we just got a couple of moments left. Go to your second page there. I want you to see this word from the Lord. And again, there's lots of scriptures that we wrote down, lots of information. You get these online and read them and study them out. You'll find out some scriptures about how He provides the finances and how He removes the debt and how He moves upon others to be able to pay that debt for you. And so, but I want to read this word from the Lord because of our time. This was at the West Coast Believers Convention, July the 9th of 2007. The manifestation of the blessing is at an all-time high.
Hallelujah.
You are approaching a blessing manifestation of glory that is an explosion in ways and intensity that the human race has never seen. The blessing will surround you. The blessing will encase you. You will learn to walk in the secret place of the Most High God, blessed in His blessing, blessed in His glory, blessed in your comings, blessed in your goings, and blessed in your pocketbook. All debt will have to get up and leave you the way leprosy left the lepers
Hallelujah.
Of old.
What a word.
Debt is financial sickness. It is financial leprosy. It is an attempt to do with the world's, natural world's monies and abilities what I created the blessing to do for you. Only it is a burden and not a blessing. Debt is part of the curse.
Yes, it is.
If you will begin to confess the word, you'll be shocked and thrilled at how quickly you'll have the glory arise and drive debt out of your life. If you'll bring me your tithe, and see here, Gloria, once again, tithing comes into the picture.
Yeah.
Tithing
well,
is part.
You've got to get God involved in your business.
It's part of the circle of supernatural provision. Mm-hmm. If you'll bring your tithe to me and spend time, I will show you how to be debt free. I will bless you beyond your means. I will bless you beyond your income. I will bless you beyond your salaries. I will bless you beyond anything that you've ever known before. I will show you things that you've never heard of before. You will take advantage of those things and be financially blessed. I will bring such a financial blessing upon you that you won't have any idea where it came from. It'll come to an explosive place. I am ready, saith the Lord, if you'll begin to confess it, walk in it, make it a priority in your life, then the glory will manifest in your midst and you'll give me praise. I will come and visit you and together we will have a grand time. So leprosy, it is a spiritual leprosy that'll get up and leave your presence.
That's right. Let me say something here, George.
Please.
The things George and I are talking about really always in the, whether it's healing or whatever, we're assuming that you're acting on the Word. Believe in the Word, saying
the Word, acting on it.
When we say you can live debt-free and so on, you can't do it on your own strength.
Right.
But if you take the Word, put it in your eyes and your ears, put it down in your heart, bring it out your mouth, and have the patience to bring it forth,
that's it.
It'll come to pass.
That's it.
It'll come to pass. But you can't just say, okay, I believe I'm going to be debt-free, and it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll happen, but you're going to have to use your faith.
You're going to have to renew your mind, study the Word, get the Scriptures, meditate them, speak them, declare them, get in agreement with each other. It is a process that Terry and I went through, that you and Kenneth have gone through, but it was a joyful process. It built our faith like nothing else.
I wouldn't go back to being in debt for anything.
And we scaled the mountain, and God led us, helped us, directed us, guided us.
And we've lacked for nothing.
And we've lacked for nothing, but we have to use our faith.
That's right.
We've got to give God something to
use. That's it.
Something to work with. Praise God, Gloria. We are walking in supernatural debt cancellation.
The thing is, once you take that on and you learn how to buy a car and pay cash or buy a house and pay cash, everything else is it comes easy. I mean, you still have to walk by faith, but you know now it works. I can do this.
We have seconds left,
but
I have a short word for partners. Partners, I speak debt cancellation over you.
Yes, I speak because
of your connection with Kenneth Copeland Ministries, Kenneth Debt-Free Copeland Ministries, that you take hold of that anointing. You live debt-free.
I declare
that every partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries is debt-free.
Oh, yeah.
Free.
I agree with
in
that.
In Jesus' name,
that.
Walking
Hallelujah.
In supernatural debt cancellation.
Praise God.
We receive it, we believe it, and we
good.
Claim it in
Every
Jesus'
partner.
Name. Every
That's
partner.
Good,
Every
Lord.
Partner.
I agree.
Debt free.
Hallelujah. I take it. You take it.
In Jesus' name.
I'm going to write that down. That's good.
Every partner debt free. Every partner experiencing supernatural provision in your life.
Thank you, Lord.
Right now. Every
Glory
partner.
To God. Hallelujah. George and I'll be right back.
God has awesome ways and unlimited avenues of supply that supersede all natural limitations. They're all part of His supernatural provision for you. The Supernatural Provision Package includes a 10-part series with Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearson's. Enlarge your capacity to believe and begin receiving on a higher level than you ever thought possible. Also included are two bonus CDs by Pastor George that will take you higher in your understanding of the Word and help you access God's unlimited storehouse. The study notes of all 10 sessions are great for teaching small groups or for your personal Bible study. Then get ready to go to the next level with the Supernatural Church CD series by Pastor Bill Winston. A dynamic teaching that tells you the exceeding abundance that's available to you now. When you purchase your package, you'll also receive the Supernatural Provision Confession Card free. Tap into God's unlimited storehouse, take the limits off, and live in the realm of God's superabundance. Live in the realm of God's superabundance. Order the Supernatural Provision Package for only $39.99 and discover the unlimited ways God can provide all your needs. Log on to kcm.org/TV special or call toll-free 800-600-7395 and request your package today. Receive the supernatural abundance that only God can supply. For an additional 10% off, order the Supernatural Provision Package online.
Gloria, I'm so excited today to lead people to the Lord Jesus.
What a trip.
It is. What a trip. What a trip.
Hallelujah.
What a trip it is. And you know, the scripture that came to me, we're talking about debt cancellation. Listen to what Jesus did for us when we made Him Lord. It says in Colossians 2:13 and 14 in the Amplified, Jesus canceled and blotted out and wiped away the handwriting of the note with its legal decrees and demands. He set it aside and cleared it completely out of our way by nailing it to the cross. He canceled the debt.
Praise God. He canceled the debt.
Canceled the debt of sin that was against us. You know, you begin this life by making Jesus the Lord of your life. I remember the very day that I made Jesus my life. I invited Him into my heart. And Gloria, everything changed. Seriously, everything changed. I even looked differently. If you look at a picture of me before I was saved and look a picture at me now,
I have a picture of you, John.
It's darkness and light. And that's what He does. He just takes a person and takes them out, delivers them from the kingdom of darkness and translate them over on into the kingdom of His dear Son. And you begin to experience days of heaven on earth.
He works from the inside out.
He works from the inside out. I like that.
Hallelujah.
That's good. Gloria, let's lead them in a confession
of
faith.
Ahead,
if you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, I want you to begin to repeat this after me right now. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For loving me.
For loving me.
I receive Jesus as my Lord.
I receive Jesus as my Lord.
Come into my heart right now.
Come into my heart right now.
Change my life.
Change my life.
Do something with my life.
Do something with my life.
And I'll give you all the praise and honor for it.
And I'll give you all the praise and honor for it.
Thank you for canceling the debt of sin.
Thank you for canceling the debt of sin.
I'm free in Jesus.
I'm free in Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you just made that, yes, we are blessed.
Hallelujah.
We are blessed. They are blessed. If you made that decision, we've got some things that we want to give to you. This book by Kenneth and Gloria, He Did It All For You. There's a brochure here with it about how to study your Bible, information that's available. We want to bless you with this, praise God, and get you started on the right road.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're going to like this trip.
Amen. You're going to like this trip.
George and I will be back tomorrow. And we're going to be talking about receiving your supernatural house. Oh, all the women want to get in on
Tune in.
And men, you better get in on it.
You better get in on it.
So this is Gloria and George reminding you that
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus did it all for you. It's time to receive His love and live the abundant life God provided for you. Learn more about beginning your new life in Christ Jesus. Request your free salvation package today at kcm.org/salvation. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. The 2014 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 13th through 15th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. The 2015 Branson Victory Campaign, February 26th through 28th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The 2015 Southwest Believers Convention, June 29th through July 4th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests in Fort Worth, Texas.